Welcome to Miller Park in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The shortstop, Brendan Harris. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Matt Tolbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Baker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Baker. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Craig Counsell. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, J.J. Hardy. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Burns. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Burns. And now, play ball. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Span takes first base on ball 4. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Counsell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Counsell reaches second base with a double. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGehee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Counsell moves to third. One out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fielder is walked intentionally. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kendall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tolbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creed hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McGehee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGehee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGehee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Span takes first base on ball 4. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Span moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Span scores. Harris moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Morneau moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Harris scores. Morneau moves to third. Kubel moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Creed is 0-for-1 in the game. Creed hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Counsell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tolbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolbert hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Prince Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Tolbert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cameron hits a line drive into left field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards the mound. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Span is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Span hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hart, who is chasing the ball. Span reaches third base with a triple. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Span tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Creed is 0-for-2 in the game. Creed hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Chris Narvison now pitching. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Counsell takes first base on ball 4. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGehee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGehee hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun strikes out. One out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fielder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fielder hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Span is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Span takes first base on ball 4. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Span moves to third. Mitch Stetter now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. The ball gets by Kendall for a passed ball. Span scores. Harris moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Harris scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morneau strikes out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cuttier is walked intentionally. Mark DeFelice now pitching. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Creed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Creed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Denard Span now playing left field. R.A. Dickey now pitching. Carlos Gomez now playing center field. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Jarrett pinch hits for Mark DeFelice. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Dickey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Smith now pitching. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tolbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tolbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denard Span, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Span is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 3 walks. Span hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Gourier now pitching. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Counsell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Counsell hits a fly ball into left field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Casey McGeehee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGeehee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGeehee hits a fly ball into left field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Justin Morneau, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Brian Buescher pinch hits for Matt Gourier. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Buescher strikes out. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Nathan now pitching. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart strikes out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Miller Park in Milwaukee.